Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, who in the federal election tonight has once again been reelected as the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. I guess, first of all, sir, I guess your thoughts on, being reelected in the constituency here.
Well, it's always an honor, a humbling honor to be elected to be a Member of Parliament. And once again, I want to thank all the voters who put place of trust in me again. And I particularly want to thank all the volunteers who have come out to help me across the vast riding of Peace River Westlock.
Now, over the course of this campaign over the past few weeks, sir, what do you think has been kind of the biggest message that you've kind of gotten from people out there as to what this election was about?
Well, the particularly crime. I would say that most people have talked to me about crime, and our jail not bail bail reform stuff had really resonated. I would say that's the top issue that I hear about. The carbon tax continues to be of concern. The Liberals have turned it off for the time being, and so we hope that we'll be able to maintain that. And then just generally about getting our resources to market. On a number of these fronts, conservatives have campaigned hard for pipelines and energy corridors and free trade between provinces, and the Liberals have capitulated on all of those things. So I think there will be a good mandate, regardless of who makes government tonight, to pursue a bunch of those things.
And as for what we're seeing in the rest of the country right now, it's leaning towards another minority government for the Liberals, although number of seats a lot closer between them and the Conservatives than what we've seen the last couple federal elections, so definitely probably a little bit more precarious position for them. What do you kind of guess your thoughts on what we're seeing elsewhere in the country here?
Yeah, so folks have said that that we were falling in the polls, and that was never the case. We were always maintaining our 40% in the polls. That's historic highs for conservatives, and we've seen the left kind of coalesce into the Liberals, and so we've seen that like a number of seats moving across the country. I know that the CBC and CTV have called a Liberal government, but the numbers keep moving back and forth here. It's pretty neck and neck at this point. So I think in the morning we'll probably be when we really find out.
Well, I guess regardless of which way it ends up falling tonight or tomorrow morning or however long it takes to figure this out, what will be kind of your, priorities going forward once the Parliament gets back going again after this election is over with?
Yeah, for sure. So maintaining the carbon tax gone, getting free trade across the country established, getting those pipelines built, those things that the Liberals have moved on for sure. Keeping kids safe online, that's something that I've been working on for a long time. I'll continue to push on those issues, and battling human trafficking as our platform laid out. So there will be a lots to work on, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it.
Well, hopefully you get some time to work on that in the next little bit. Arnold Pearson, once again, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. Thanks for joining us here this evening.
Hey, thank you so much, Kyle. Anytime.